奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习雅各书。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will study the book of James.
我们这次神训班，这个 B 班呢，我们有六个小时来学习雅各书。
In this class, we will have three sessions to study the book of James.
雅各书有五章哈。
James has five chapters.
那我们有六节课呢，所以我们能够比较详细的来查考。
Sorry, we have six sessions to study this book together, so we have plenty of time.
好，先介绍一下雅各书哈。
First, I'll make a brief introduction to the book of James.
一开始第一节。
Verse 1.
请用下一页。
Next slide.
第一章第一节说：“做神和主耶稣仆人的雅各。”请善祝十二个支派之人安。
James chapter 1 verse 1. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings.
所以他自己已经自我介绍，他是雅各。
Here the author introduces himself. He is James.
那他说他是做神和主耶稣基督仆人的。
And he is a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他写这一封信要给散住在各地方的十二个支派，就是以色列的十二个支派的众百姓，就以色列百姓人看的。
And he is writing this letter to the 12 tribes of Israel, which are scattered abroad.
好，那这个雅各是主耶稣的兄弟雅各。
This James, he is one of the biological brothers of the Lord Jesus.
马可福音第六章，我跟马太福音都有，他特别提到主耶稣他的兄弟的名字。
In Mark chapter 6 and also in the book of Matthew, it names the brothers of Jesus.
我们看一下马可六章。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 6.
对这个作者呢，要有一些基本认识。
To help us better understand or get to know this author.
因为圣经里面有好几个人的名字都叫雅各。
There are many people in the Bible who are called James.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
他们说：“这不是那木匠吗？不是玛利亚的儿子雅各？”各约西、犹大、西门的长兄吗？他妹妹们不也是在我们这里吗？他们就厌弃他。
Mark chapter 6 verse 3. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joses, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him.
所以这一句话让我们看到，在出来传福音之前，主耶稣他实际上是木匠。
This verse tells us that before Jesus came out in his earthly ministry, he was the son of a carpenter.
好，那他是玛利亚的儿子吗？
He was a carpenter, the son of Mary.
那个玛利亚又有其他的儿子，名字叫做雅各、约西、犹大，还有西门。
And Mary had other sons. Their names were James, Joses, Judas, and Simon.
那主耶稣是长兄，就是第一个儿子。
Jesus was her firstborn son.
我们知道玛利亚在还没有被迎娶，只是许配给约瑟之后，圣灵就借着她怀孕，生下这个耶稣了。
Before Mary actually married her husband Joseph, when they were just betrothed, she conceived by the Holy Spirit, and her firstborn son was Jesus.
那接下来，约瑟跟玛利亚他们就生下他们自己的孩子所以接下去有这四个。儿子嘛哈。
After Jesus was born, then Joseph and Mary had their own children together, and they had four sons.
那还有更多的妹妹哈，还有姐妹们呢，就没有写名字了。
And they also had sisters, but their names were not recorded.
那他们可是就发现说，他在讲道哈，他很有智慧，他又很有能力，他们就觉得不可思议，怎么这个人会变这样子？
However, when Jesus was preaching, he was full of wisdom and power, and everyone was astonished at him, and they couldn't understand where his power came from.
想到他的背景，他的家庭，他们就厌弃他，就觉得说，这个人也没有什么特别。
But when they thought about his family background, then they were offended at him, and they didn't think that Jesus was anyone special.
其实，当时候连他自己的兄弟他们都不相信耶稣是谁。
And actually, at that time, even his own brothers did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God.
有时候还会 嘲笑他的。
Sometimes they even mocked him.
我们现在看约翰福音第七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
好，约翰第七章，第三节。
Verse 3.
约翰福音七章三节说，耶稣的弟兄对他说，你离开这里上犹太去吧，叫你的门徒也看见你所行的事。
Verse 3, his brothers therefore said to him, Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing.
第四,
Verse 4,
人要显扬名声，没有在暗处行事的了。你如果行这些事，就当将自己显明给世人看。
For no one does anything in secret while he himself seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world.
五节,
Verse 5,
因为连他的弟兄说这话，是因为不信他。
For even his brothers did not believe in him.
所以当时候主耶稣的兄弟们肉身的这些兄弟基本上就是不相信他，不信的。
Was in the world, his biological brothers did not believe in him.
所以那个当时候的同族的邻居的那些人不相信他也很自然呢。
And therefore, it was very natural that the people from his own town, from his own tribe, did not believe in him.
因为看着他的背景就觉得他没有什么特别。
Because when they looked at his family background, they thought that he was no one special.
好，那这个是在主耶稣被钉十字架之前的。
This was before the Lord Jesus was crucified.
等到主他献上自己在十字架上之后，他的兄弟们就不一样了。
After Jesus was crucified and then resurrected, his brothers became different.
所以我们今天早上查经的时候要查到哥林多前书第十五章。
This morning we studied 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们看哥林多前书第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
第七节。
Verse 7.
主耶稣从死里复活之后，他向很多人显现。
Verse 7. After that he was, after Jesus resurrected, he was seen by many people.
那第七节特别说他显给雅各看。
In verse 7, it especially says that he was seen by James.
然后再显给众使徒看。
Then by all the apostles.
那这里的雅各，其实就是他自己的兄弟雅各。
This James is referring to the brother of Jesus.
那所以主耶稣的兄，自己肉身上的兄弟，后来他们就信了。
Later on, Jesus' brothers in the flesh eventually came to believe in him.
那这个雅各呢，他后来就成为耶路撒冷教会的带领人。
And this James, he became one of the leaders of the church in Jerusalem.
所以在《使徒行传》第十五章开耶路撒冷会议的时候，最后起来做结论的那一位雅各，就是主的兄弟雅各。
In Acts chapter 15, at the conclusion of the Jerusalem Council, the last person to stand up and to give a concluding statement was James, the brother of Jesus.
好，我们现在再看《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传第十五章。
Acts chapter 15.
来，我们现在请来读第十三节。
Verse 13.
十五章十三节，他们住了声，雅各就说：“诸位弟兄请听我的话。”
Verse 13. And after they had become silent, James answered, saying, "Men and brethren, listen to me."
好，那这个雅各就是当时候的教会里面的带领的，那他在众人都已经陈述他们的意见之后，他起来做结论的。
So this James, he was already a leader in the church, and when everyone became silent, he stood up to give a concluding statement.
因为在耶路撒冷开会的时候，他们针对信耶稣的基督徒他们如果不是犹太人的这个身份，他们需不需要守律法才能得救，这个争议做出讨论，最后下了结论。
At this time, there was a dispute over whether the Gentile Christians needed to keep the law of Moses to be saved. And so at this meeting, they had a discussion, and then they made a conclusion.
那这个结论就是雅各起来讲的。
And this conclusion was given by James.
所以这就是定下了一个以后没有律法的人，他们接下来信耶稣，他们应该要持守的标准。
His statement set the standard for future Gentiles who converted to Christianity in regards to what they needed to do in order to be saved.
所以在第二十八节、二十九节，就是我们每次受洗完之后，教会一定要提出来给所有的主的门徒共同遵守的生活 原则。
So in verse 28 and 29, we always mention this when someone is baptized to remind them about the principles of Christian living.
啊，就是啊，禁戒四件事情，祭偶像的物，啊，然后血、勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这四件事如果能够自己禁戒不犯就好了，就有平安了。
And they said that if you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality, then you will do well.
好，那我们如果继续看第二十一章。
If we continue to look at chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章的十八节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 18.
这是保罗，他到耶路撒冷去做报告，他当时传福音的，海外宣道的，这个成果给当时候的教会带领人知道。
At this time, Paul returned from his missionary journeys to Jerusalem to make a report to all of the elders of the church.
第十七节，二十一章十七节，到了耶路撒冷，弟兄们欢欢喜喜的接待我们。
Verse 17, and when we had come to Jerusalem, the brethren received us gladly.
二十八节，第二天，保罗同我们去见雅各，长老们也都在那里。
On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present.
好，所以你就看到这个雅各的身份。
So here we can see the status.
他当时候在教会里面所扮演的角色。
And the role that he played in the church.
肉身上他是耶稣的兄弟。
Physically, he was the brother of Jesus Christ.
最开始他也不信耶稣。
And in the beginning, he did not even believe in Jesus.
但是当主耶稣他成全救恩之后，他信了。
But after the Lord Jesus fulfilled the work of salvation, then James believed.
那他事实上是在带领当时候使徒教会的重要人物。
He was one of the important workers and leaders of the church.
所以耶路撒冷教会使徒教会一开始的发展跟雅各很有关系的。
Therefore, the growth of the church in Jerusalem and the apostolic church in general had it was greatly influenced by James in the beginning.
雅各书就是这个雅各写的。
So the epistle of James was written by this James.
那在第一章第一节，他自我介绍，他现在他是谁
？In chapter 1, verse 1, he introduced himself.
他没有说他是耶稣的兄弟。
He did not say that he was the brother of Jesus.
他说他是做神跟耶稣基督仆人的。
He said that he was a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以真的信耶稣的人。
So for those who truly believe in Jesus,
他最后一定会看到一个角色，他是为了这个福音在效力的。他超越了那个在肉身里面的这个关系，跟他曾经拥有的身份。
In the end, they will recognize that we are serving God and working on behalf of the gospel, and our worldly statuses are no longer important.
他当时候没有自我介绍说，我就是耶路撒冷的带头啊，领头羊啊。
He also did not introduce himself as the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
他没有说我就是耶稣基督的大弟弟啊。
He did not say that I am the brother of Jesus.
他说我是他的仆人。
He said, "I am his bond servant."
好，所以这个雅各哈，他写出了雅各书。那当然，在当时候，众人其实这个书信在当时候是流传在各教会之间的。
So James wrote this epistle, and then it was circulated among the believers at that time.
因为他是写给散住在各地方以色列的十二支派的。
Because he wrote it to the 12 tribes of Israel that had been scattered abroad.
表示说这个信哈，当时候是在各教会之间流传，从一个地方传到一个地方去。
It means that this faith was being preached from one area to another.
那雅各啊，他后来经过教会历史的一些文献在记录哈，他的那个膝盖啊很厚，像骆驼的膝盖，所以间接。在强调说他是一个很重视祷告的人。
And when we read letters and other historical records from the church, many people said that James had very thick knees.
所以这个雅各他有一个绰号叫做驼膝雅各，因为他的那个 kneecap 就像那个骆驼的一样。
And they were just like the knees of a camel. From this we know that James really emphasized prayer.
其实我们弟兄姐妹，如果你常常祷告，你那个膝盖会很粗的。
So it's true that if you spend a lot of time in prayer, your knees will get very thick.
我们那些姐妹哈，喜欢穿裙子啊。
We have some sisters who like to wear skirts or dresses.
那个穿裙子哈，有的年轻的姐妹哈，我常常在注意看她们的膝盖哈。
And so, when I see our younger sisters, I will observe their knees.
那个膝盖如果是很细很白的哈，那有的人就很粗哦。
Some sisters have very delicate and white knees, but others have very calloused knees.
但是你可以自己看看你自己观察你自己的膝盖啊。
So you can also look at your own knees.
如果你真的在常在祷告了，你的膝盖颜色不一样。
If you spend a lot of time in prayer, the color of the skin on your knees will really be different.
那但是你若常祷告，你会发现你的心是不一样的。
But if you pray often, you also will notice that your heart is different.
所以祷告其实是很关键的。
This tells us that prayer is a key element.
那历史上这个文献是说，雅各大概是主后62年的时候殉道，是为了耶稣基督福音的缘故被杀的。
The historical records tell us that James was eventually martyred for the sake of the gospel in 62 AD.
所以他为了他成为耶稣基督的仆人，最后他也是为了福音，为耶稣基督而死亡。
He was the bond servant of Jesus Christ, and in the end, he also died for the sake of preaching the gospel.
我们今天信主的人哦，要有这个决心，你要有这个觉悟了。
Today, as believers in the Lord, we need to have this determination and this sense of mission in our life.
我们要为主耶稣而死。
We need to die for the Lord.
不要因为我们自己的罪而死。
We should not die because of our sins.
不要因为我们自己的贪图享受病死。
We should not become sick and die because of our lusts and indulging in the flesh.
不要因为我们自己不小心而出意外死。
We should not die because we were not careful and got into an accident.
而是知道说我们的生命是被神保留，我们要愿意为主耶稣效力，为他服务，做仆人，我们甘愿为耶稣死才对。
But we must recognize that our life is preserved by the Lord Jesus, and so we ought to pour our efforts into serving God and even die for the Lord.
好，这个是作者。
So this is regarding the author.
好，下一页你看。
Next page.
收这封信的人是在散居在各地的12个支派，这个就是属灵的以色列人。
Here it's the recipient of this letter is the 12 tribes who are scattered abroad, and this is referring to the spiritual Israelites.
所以他不是说就真的写给那个肉身的以色列人呢。
He was not writing to the Israelites in the flesh.
所以这个十二个支派的人其实是耶稣基督的门徒了。
These 12 tribes are actually referring to the disciples of Jesus Christ.
当时候有很多外邦的，就是不是犹太人的。他们听到这个福音也来信耶稣了。
At that time, there were already many Gentiles who had heard the gospel and believed in Jesus.
因着耶稣基督，他们也称作亚伯拉罕的子孙了。
Through Jesus Christ, they have also become the descendants of Abraham.
那这个就是加拉太书第三章所说的。
This is what it says in Galatians chapter 3.
看加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第26节说。
Verse 26.
因信耶稣基督都是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
27受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
27 For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
第29节。
29
既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔是照着应许承受产业的了。
And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
所以借着耶稣基督才成为神的子孙在这个约有份，成为在产业上有份。
Only through faith in Jesus Christ can we become sons of God, and we can have part in this covenant.
所以这一封信其实也是写给我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, this letter is also written to the brothers and sisters today.
好，那有关于时间的问题。
Now, in regards to the time,
就是一般来说，这大部分都认为说是雅各在年老要死以前写的信。
Most people believe that this letter was written when James was old and when he was near his death.
因为在当时候，他有一个就是在信尾的地方有一个暗示。
Because at the end of the letter, he gave a kind of hint.
那 在当时候，其实信徒遇到很大的逼迫。
During this time, the believers were actually under great persecution.
如果看雅各书的整卷书来看
，When we look at the entire epistle,
他一开始就提到逼迫患难。
From the beginning, James talked about tribulation and persecutions.
那如果对照那个早期教会的历史，其实真正的大逼迫就是在主后六十年左右，一直到七十年的时候，那时候是很严重的。
When we look at the early church history, we can see that the greatest persecution was between 60 to 70 AD.
所以大部分都认为是大概在60年到62年之间所写的这一封信。
Therefore, most people believe that this letter was written between 60 to 62 AD.
但是也有人认为说，因为雅各既然是这位主持耶路撒冷会议的这个领导人写的，但他怎么都没有提到在耶路撒冷开会的时候所发生的事情呢？一点都没有提到呢。
However, some people wonder if this James, who wrote this letter, was the same James who spoke at the Jerusalem Council. Why did he not mention anything about it in his letter?
当然这个是用历史事件，然后我们在自己推测了，说那如果这么重要的时候，他信里面应该会特别说嘛，但是不一定要这样子啊。
From a historical perspective, we might think that this event was very important, so he should have written about it, but it's actually not the main point.
但是也就是因为他没有提到，所以有人另外一种说法说，雅各书很有可能在耶路撒冷会议之前所就写好的。那么如果这样讲下来的话，雅各书可能就是新约的第一卷书了。
But because some people had this question, therefore they hypothesized that James actually wrote this letter soon after the Jerusalem Council. If that is true, then James would have been the first book of the New Testament that was written down.
那这个就是有时候就有些争议了。
So sometimes people will have arguments about that.
但是到最后雅各书被收进成新约的正典呢，那现在大部分人都认为是在大概六十几年的时候写成。
But eventually, the book of James was accepted to be part of the biblical canon, and most people still believe that it was written around 60-62 AD.
那他的地点很有可能在耶路撒冷。
In terms of the setting, James likely wrote this in Jerusalem.
因为雅各是当时候主持耶路撒冷教会，就是他是一个带领人，很重要的在耶路撒冷教会里面，在牧养信徒的。
Because James was like the chairperson of the church in Jerusalem, he had a very important leadership role, and he had to shepherd the believers.
那他为什么要写这封信给各地方的基督徒呢？
Why did James write this letter to the Christians who were dispersed abroad?
看第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
第二节说，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
第三，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience.
第四，忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Verse 4, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
这几节经文就让我们看出说，当时候的信徒教会一定受到很大的患难试炼。
From these few verses, we can see that the church was already under great persecution and trials.
作者呢，就是要劝勉所有的主的门徒一定要忍耐，而且要借这个机会，然后装备自己成为完全。
Therefore, the author is exhorting the believers to stand firm in the face of trials and to prepare themselves to become perfect.
他说要成全完备，毫无缺陷，这个是在生活上所呈现出来的，不是嘴巴讲一讲而已啊。
When it says that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, it's referring to our life. It's our actions and not just our words.
要先有信心，之后要有实际的行为表现的。
First, we must have faith, but then we must have actions that prove it.
那就表示说要把这个道理把它行出来的。
We need to put this word into action.
那要成全完备，表示说要把罪恶除去，要追求圣洁的。
And to have this perfect work, it means that we need to get rid of sin and become holy.
所以雅各书它的重点就是信心跟行为一定要配合在一起。
And therefore, the main idea of the book of James is that faith and works must be compatible to each other.
好，我们现在下一页。
So next slide.
雅各书它的特色。
What are some of the unique characteristics of James?
它 全整卷书从头到尾，他都没有在论什么理论的。
From beginning to end, James never discussed any theory.
他也没有在讲什么思想的问题，他都不讲这些的，跟罗马书很不一样。
He didn't talk about any ideologies or philosophies. It's very different from the book of Romans.
所以第一章到第五章，他所讲的每一个部分，基本上都跟我们的信仰生活有关系。
From chapter 1 to chapter 5, everything he talked about has very practical applications in our life.
信心哦，一定要经过试炼才会变真的。
Faith must go through trials in order to be true.
那你听道理，听一听，一定要行出来才算数。
After you hear the word, you have to put it into action for it to count.
那行道理的人哦，你一定不是只凭眼见，你不会那种很看重外表哈，然后轻易的被那个地上的东西就被骗了，你不会被骗的。
Those who truly live out their faith will not live by sight. They will not only look at things superficially or be easily deceived by what they see.
所以你不会看一个人外貌就说哦这个人很好。
They will not look at someone and just judge them by their outward appearance and think they're very good.
那所以你的信心一定有行为。会表现出来不一样。
Oh, so our faith must have works, and when you have works, then it will be very different.
然后他特别又提到说，嘴巴我们要勒住舌头才会完全。
Next, James talks about our mouth and how we must control our tongue in order to be perfect.
那你要能够勒住舌头，知道什么时候该讲话，什么时候不该讲话，或者该讲什么话，啊，对哪一些人讲什么话，这个叫做智慧。
Knowing how to control our tongue, when to speak, when not to speak, what to speak, how to speak, and who to speak it to, this is wisdom.
那这个智慧要从上面来，就是要从神来的，所以他论两种智慧。
And so this wisdom must come from above, from God. Therefore, James talks about two different kinds of wisdom.
好，然后到第十章的时候，他又提到哈，我们要注意跟谁做朋友。你是跟世界做朋友呢，还是真的是？想要亲近神。
Next in chapter 4, James talks about whom we should be friends with. Do you want to be friends with the world or friends with God?
然后到第五章的时候，他一开始就提到那个在地上富足人要小心。
In chapter 5, James warns those who are rich to be careful.
因为当时候其实很多人都是很注重财富的追求。
Even at that time, many people emphasize pursuing worldly riches.
所以自古以来，从人类有历史以来，人总是追求财富，变成富足。
From the beginning of time until now, man is always pursuing after wealth.
没有人想要当贫穷的。
Nobody desires to be
poor. 都希望能够成为富有的人。
Everyone desires to be rich.
但是雅各书就特别提到，这个富有人要小心。
But James said that those who are rich must be careful.
因为富有人到最后可能变得很吝啬啊，很无情。没有怜悯心。
Because in the end, a rich person may become very merciless.
什么都是向前看。
Because they will look at everything based on money.
用财富来判断的。
They will judge using their wealth.
那说这些人到最后，结局不好。
In the end, they will have a bad ending.
因为最后有一天主耶稣会再来。
Because one day the Lord Jesus will come again.
那再来的时候，主耶稣要有公义的审判。
And when he comes again, the Lord will judge with righteous judgment.
所以要想到有一天审判，那你现在要忍耐，要等。
We have to keep this day of judgment in mind, and then we need to be patient and persevere.
要等，在这当中要祷告。
We have to wait and we have to pray.
追求成为义人，那祷告就有功效。
We have to pursue to be a righteous person, and then our prayers will be effective.
好，所以这个就是雅各书的特色。你看所列出来的这些，基本上都跟我们生活有关的。
So these are some of the unique characteristics of the book of James, and when you look at the list, you can see that they all have practical applications to our life.
好，那我们再下看下一页。
Next slide.
在雅各书里面呢，你注意看他的那个口气哈，他特别强调说，我的弟兄们，我亲爱的弟兄们，他一直用这个口气在讲话。
When we look at the way that James spoke, he often said, "My brethren," or "My beloved brethren."
好，你看第一章。
Let's look at chapter 1.
第二节就开始了。
Verse 2.
我的弟兄们，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
其实我们中文是，我们比较没有，因为 语言本身就没有在没有这个差别，但是他其实是用命令口气，就是说你这个就是你应该要做的，很直接的就是你当行。
In Chinese, it is not as easy to see because of the limitations of the language. But here, he actually is using the imperative voice. So he is commanding them that you must do this.
就是你如果落在百般试炼中，就各种不同的试炼，你要以为高兴，要感谢，要快乐的。
When you fall into various trials, you must count it all joy.
那这个就是他以一个长辈，也是一个跟很了解主耶稣基督的心意的人，他现在告诉主的门徒，你一定要这样做。
He tells the disciples, you must do this from his position as an elder and also as someone who truly understood the heart of Christ.
因为说，他说信心一定会经过试验，这个就是你没有经过这个过程，你就不知道你的信心是真的还是假的啦。
Faith must go through trials because unless your faith is tested, you will not know if your faith is true or not.
那在这个过程当中，你就生出忍耐，忍耐很重要的。
In this process, you will produce patience, and patience is very important.
所以他在讲一个我的弟兄啊，你要怎样怎样的时候，他接下去就有一些说明。
So after he said, "My brethren," he continues to explain.
其实这个整个以雅各书从头到尾大概只有不到一百一十八节而已，全部了哈。
The entire book of James has about 118 verses.
其中有一半，差不多54节的内容都是这个命令口气。
About 54 of them, so just about half, are written in the imperative voice.
那从一开始，他就是这样讲，口气都一样的。
From the beginning, this was the tone that he was using.
你看第十六节，一章十六节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄们，你不要看错了。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
不要看错，表示说你要看清楚，你不要被骗啊，不是吗
？Do not be deceived means you have to see things clearly. Do not be tricked.
他接下去就是想说，你要分辨哈，从神来的恩赐那个美的是什么。
And he goes on to say, you must discern what are the good and perfect gifts that come from God.
要懂得分辨，你不要看错。
You have to learn to discern and not be deceived.
好，再看第十九节
，verse 19.
我亲爱的弟兄们。这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快听，要慢慢说，要慢慢动怒。
Verse 19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath.
就是你们所，这是你们所知道的，表示他前面所讲的，他前面所讲的那一段话，他说这个其实道理你们都了解啊。
So in Chinese, it starts by saying, "You know this," and this is referring to the things that he had spoken of previously.
好，那现在要。快快听，你就是要很积极的哈，要领受这些话语，然后接下去你要慢慢的，你要消化吸收之后慢慢说出来。
So knowing these things, therefore you must be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath.
就是说那个这个道理哈，要在生活当中，你要就是这个就是一个层次的问题，你会慢慢体会，越来越深入了。
And this is regarding the order of how things must happen. You have to hear the words of God, and then you have to go deeper and deeper into them.
好，那看第二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，便不可以按着外貌待人了。
My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality.
哦，这个就你现在不要、哦、看到这个人穿得很体面的标志，就认为说这个人很正啊。
Do not think that just because someone dresses very well that they are a just person.
反过来，你不要轻视那个穿的破烂衣服的，好像看起来不起眼的，你不要瞧不起他哦。
On the other hand, you should not look down upon those who dress poorly or in rags.
好，那看第五节。
Verse 5.
我亲爱的弟兄们，请听。神岂不是拣选了世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，并承受他所应许给那些爱他之人的国吗
？Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which He promised to those who love Him？
那其实他这里请听，我们现在被拣选的，其实如果以世界上来说，大部分都是贫穷的，有需要的，自己觉得自己不行的，才要来找神，才会愿意来亲近。 来寻求神的帮助嘛，事实就是这样子。
Here, James says, please listen. And if we examine ourselves, most of us who come to believe in Jesus, we are the poor and the wretched of the world. Because only when we are poor and feel like we are lacking, do we come to seek help from God.
虽然在世人眼中我们是贫穷的，但是因为现在因着耶稣基督，我们就成为富足的。
Although in the eyes of the world we are seen as poor, but through Jesus Christ we have become rich.
这个富足是在信仰上富足。
And this richness is in faith.
不是说信耶稣之后你现在突然之间财富会增加，房子变得买好多栋啊，不会
了。It's not to say that after you believe in Jesus you will suddenly become very rich and you can buy many houses.
而是在基督里面，你就算在地上，人家看你觉得很贫穷，可是你会觉得很满足。
But it's saying that even though people might think you are poor in this world, but in Jesus Christ, you are very satisfied.
内心有满足是为什么？
Why are we satisfied?
是因为知道说这个地上的事情其实有一天会过去。
It's because we know that all the things of this world will eventually pass away.
在世上你现在拥有很多财富，你不见得用得到。
Even if you have a lot of possessions in this world, you may not be able to use them all.
有很多财富，但是不见得你会健康。
You may have many possessions, but you may not be healthy.
所以富足人不见得会有很美好的晚年。
And so even if you are rich, your latter days may not be very good.
那将来在天国如果没一份，你在地上多富足都是空的。
And if you have no part in the kingdom of God, then no matter how rich you are in this world, it is all vanity.
所以在世上的富足，在信仰上的富足，表示说我们将来有盼望，天国有份，才是真正的富足。
To be rich in faith means that we have hope in heaven and we have a part in eternal life.
好。再看第十四节，二章十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 14.
我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？
What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?
他现在用一个假设语气说，如果有人这样讲。
So James, puts forth a hypothesis and says, if someone says this,
他如果自己标榜说他有信心，但是他没有行为，他说这个东西根本你自己所讲的话根本不会救你，你没有用的。
If someone says that he has faith but he has no works, then his faith is not does not have substance. It cannot actually save him.
好，那讲这种话的人是谁？
Who says these kinds of things?
你看二十节
，verse
20。虚浮的人呐、啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead?
虚浮的人是空的。
A foolish person is an empty person.
就是你活在世上，你不知道你要怎样活才是真的有意义、有价值。
You do not know how to live in this world to have a meaningful life.
那他用一个疑问句嘛，你愿意知道那个没有行为的信心是死的吗？你愿意知道吗？
Here, James asks a question. But do you want to know that faith without works is dead?
那当然，他的意思是说，你一定要知道嘛，你一定要知道才可以啊。
This is a rhetorical question. What he means is that you must know this.
那表示说，我们一定要知道。
It means we must know this.
如果我们现在只有口里讲的说我有信心，但没有实际的行为，他说这个人基本是空的，这是愚昧的人。
If we say that we have faith but we have no works, then James says we are foolish.
好，再看下一页，第三章第一节。
Next slide, chapter 3, verse 1.
三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
我的弟兄们，你不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment.
做师父的当教导的哈，都是讲给别人听嘛哈。
If you are a teacher, you teach others.
但是你要知道，你讲的人最后要受更大的判断。
But you have to remember that the one who is teaching in the end will receive a stricter judgment.
如果照这个圣经这样写啊。以后先做判断的一定是传道。
So according to this verse, on the day of judgment, the first ones to be judged will be the preachers.
所以传道要自己很小心了、啊。如果自己讲一讲没在做，以后会很惨。
So as preachers, we have to be very careful. We might teach many things, but if we don't do it ourselves, then we will have a very severe judgment.
其实每一个传道自己都一直很自我提醒，就是一直都是。很谨慎的了。
So actually, all the preachers, we have to remind ourselves constantly, and we have to be very vigilant.
因为圣经一直在强调这一个事实。
Because the Bible continuously affirms this truth.
我们如果看保罗的例子，你看哥林多前书第九章。
If we look at Paul's example in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第二十七节。
Verse 27.
九章二十七节说：“我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己倒反被弃绝了。”
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
福音是讲出去了，别人信了，得救了，但是你如果没有真的很在意的来要求自己，最后可能被弃绝，没有办法得救。
Perhaps you have preached the gospel and people have heard and believed, but if you are not vigilant and careful about yourself, in the end, you may not be saved.
所以每一个传道者在做教导工作的人，其实主耶稣都在听啊，那也在看啊，不但主在看，连魔鬼都在注意观察。
So whether we are preachers or teaching in other kinds of roles, we always have to remember that God is listening and watching, and even Satan is watching.
那所以讲的人一定是要先做到。
So before we speak, we have to make sure that we are able to do it.
好，那再看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's also turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4.
那保罗他自己这样讲，他也跟提摩太这样子要求。
Since Paul said this of himself, he also required it of Timothy.
就他后面年轻一代的工人啊。
So Timothy was the worker of the next generation.
提摩太前书四章的第十六节。
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 16.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you.
这个就是做师傅的，其实要做更重的判断，就是一定先让你讲的话先判断你。
So this is what it means that teachers shall receive a stricter judgment. God will judge us according to the words which we have taught others.
那他那个重点其实就是说，你今天在讲，你一定要先做。做出来表示说有一个结果，你像结果子一样。
These verses remind us that when we teach something, we have to do it and we have to bear fruit.
这个看回来雅各书三章。
Let's go back to James chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
雅各书三章十二节，我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能够发出甜水来。
Verse 12, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh.
表示说这个就是结果子，你用果子在判断你是谁，这个重点是你结出的行为啦。
So this verse tells us that the fruit tells us what kind of person you are. You are judged by your works.
好，再看第四章。
Let's also look at chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章第四节说：“你们这些淫乱的人呐、啊，岂不是以事实为友的，是以神为敌吗？所以凡想要以事实为友的，就是以神为敌了。”
Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
这里提到说，你要选择你跟谁做朋友。
This verse tells us we have to choose our friends.
亲近世界，你是拼命往世界靠，还是靠到神这边去？
Do you want to be a friend of the world, or do you want to draw close to God?
那他这个淫乱指的就是说，你这个心哈。是完全归属耶稣基督的，还是想要靠近这个世界？
And James uses the word adulterer and adulteress because he's asking, is your heart completely belonging to Jesus Christ, or are you giving your heart to the world?
要了解我们现在是归属耶稣的人。
We must understand that we are people who belong to Jesus Christ.
然后第八节就说
，Verse 8，
第八节说。有罪的人啊，要洁净你的手；心怀恶意的人要清洁你的心。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
好，那这些哈、啊、都是它里面的特色。他就一直这样子用这个口气从头到尾。
So we can see that this is one of the characteristics of James that he continues to use this tone of voice throughout the episode.
剩下第四章、第五章，我们可以自己看，你都看得到。他列出来的。
So you can study chapters 4 and 5 yourself and see how this tone of voice is used.
好，我们这一节到这里先告一段落。
This concludes our session. Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
请默祷。
Oh, sorry.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习雅各书。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of James.
我们昨天呢？是停留在第六个，那现在进入第七个。
Yesterday we stopped at number six, so we will continue to number seven.
就是雅各书里面许多这个告诫命令的口气的经文。
We said yesterday that in the book of James there are many verses that are written in the imperative voice.
其实第四章再看回去 上一页哈。
If we go back one slide.
第四章在第四节，他特别说：“你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？”
It says, "Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enemy, enmity with God?"
这里淫乱的人叫做淫妇哈。
Here it says adulterers and adulteresses.
那所以这里的淫乱呢，是属灵上的，它不是真的行为上去犯淫乱的。
And this adultery is talking about spiritual adultery, not physical adultery.
因为我们现在信主之后，我们就是归属基督，我们要装备自己成为心腹圣，圣洁的心腹，迎接这个救主来迎娶啊。
Because after we believe in Jesus Christ, we belong to Him, and we need to prepare ourselves as a holy bride to receive Jesus when He comes again.
那如果我们的心一直靠向世界去了，圣经说就是以世俗为友。
But if our heart is always drawing near to the world, the Bible calls us being friends with the world.
就是我们会花很多时间跟这个世界做朋友，那当然就跟神越来越远了啦。
If we spend a lot of time trying to make friends with the world, then naturally we will spend less time drawing close to God.
所以这里与神为敌呢，其实的意思就是说，我们最后慢慢的就被世界吸引过去，我们对神的那种爱慕的心跟倚靠的心就没有了。
Therefore, enmity with God enmity with God means that we become friends with the world. We are attracted by the world, and we no longer love God as we used to.
在圣经里面，它有一个概念我们一定要做一个选择。我是要专属耶稣呢，还是你想要两边都有
？In the Bible, it has a concept that we have to make a choice.Do we want to fully belong to God, or are we trying to hold on to both, God and the world at the same time?
主耶稣他也这样讲，我们看如果看马太福音第七章、第六章。
And Jesus also said this in Matthew chapter 6.
马太第六章第二十四节。
Verse 24.
马太福音六章二十四节说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
It says, verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
就是你不能够同时拥有两种。
You cannot have both things at the same time.
这是为什么信主的时候是做一个选择，这个选择就是你要有一个决心，我现在跟从耶稣，我就是走这条信仰的道路，这条就是窄路啊，不好走。
This is what it means when we believe in Jesus Christ. We have to make a choice. We have to make a determination that I'm going to walk on this narrow path all the way.
那很多东西就要看清了，就是你不能够一直跟不信的时候一样，一直是追求它。
Once we make this choice, then inevitably some things will have to become lower in priority, and some things that we used to pursue in the past, we should no longer pursue.
我们如果以前不认识神，不知道有一个永生，不知道那个属灵的好处，那我们当然只能够追求属世的，这个世界看得到的，我们就会觉得很有价值，拼命去追求拥有啊。
Before we knew Jesus Christ, before we knew about eternal life, naturally we didn't know to pursue spiritual things. We could only pursue things in the world.
那现在我们知道了以后，我们现在认识了耶稣，我们知道有这个天国的盼望。那我们还拼命的想要去拥有这个世界，然后以这个世界所有的为满足。其实就相对的说，我们就已经看清了这个属灵的神，主耶稣应许的这个救恩了。
But after we come to believe in Jesus Christ and we know about eternal life, if we still try to pursue after the world and enjoy the pleasures of the world, then naturally that will cause us to deprioritize these spiritual things.
所以主说你不可能拥有两种。
So the Lord says that you cannot serve two masters.
一定要选择，做一个选择。
You have to make a decision, a choice.
所以信仰是一种选择。
So our faith is a choice.
选择了之后，就要坚持到底。
Once you have made your choice, you need to hold fast to it until the end.
所以那个永生的盼望，到最后走到底，人才得到。
And so only those who endure to the end shall be saved.
好，那所以现在我们常常要反省自己，我到底是跟世界为友，是以拥有世界为满足，还是说我真的看清这个世界？
So we need to now ask ourselves, are we making friends with the world? Are we finding pleasure and fulfillment in the world? Or are we looking lightly on the world?
在神的眼中，我们是跟他做朋友，还是跟他做敌人？
In God's eyes, we can either be his friend or his enemy.
在雅各书里面，有神他看所信的有两种人。
In the book of James, it shows us very clearly that God only sees two kinds of people.
这里第四章第四节说，做神的敌人。
In James chapter 4 verse 4, it says, enmity with God.
那就是你现在爱世界，跟世界做朋友。第二种人，如果你看第四章，一样看雅各书第四章。
So if you are enemies with God, that means you are friends of the world and you love the world.
对不起，应该是第二章。第二章。
Sorry, in chapter 2.
第二章。第二十三节，亚伯拉罕称作神的朋友。
So then, the second type of person is in James chapter 2, verse 23, where it says that Abraham was called the friend of God.
亚伯拉罕信神。
Abraham believed in God.
然后他又有实际的行为去配合他的信。
And he also had actions that were compatible with his faith.
那结果他就被称作神的朋友。
Because of that, he was called the friend of God.
意思就是说，他把神当作最主要的，神说的他就去做。
It means that he treated God as the most important one in his life, and whatever God said to him, that is what he did.
他对神没有保留。
He held nothing back from God.
神要的，神既然提出来，他就给。
Whatever God wanted, whatever God mentioned, then Abraham gave it.
所以，就算他所爱的儿子以撒，神要说。神说要把他献上，他就献上了。
So even when God asked him to sacrifice his only beloved son, Abraham obeyed.
就是神的朋友。
And so that is why he is God's friend.
那对比的就是神的跟神为敌的。
The opposite is if you are God's enemy.
好，那这个跟心有关系。跟我们的心呢？
This has to do with our heart.
我们是要做神的朋友还是做神的敌人，这跟我们的心有关系的。
Whether we are God's friend or God's enemy has to do with our heart.
所以四章第八节他才说，有罪的人要洁净你们的手，心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心。
That is why in James chapter 4 verse 8 it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
心怀恶意就是要爱神，但是同时世界也放不下。
Being double-minded means that you love God, but you are unable to let go of the world.
要爱世界，但是外面觉得说，哎呦，还是有神比较好。但是两边又想要同时拥有。
We know that it's better to have God, but at the same time, we still love both God and the world.
这个心哦，不专一，这个叫做在雅各书来说，这个叫做淫乱。
Our heart is not faithful to one priority, and this is called adultery in James.
所以他的口气是很重的，心怀恶意的人，你要清洁你的心。
So James's tone of voice is very severe. He says, "Purify your hearts, you double-minded."
这个就是一个命令。
And this is a command.
就是要这样做，要改变。
You must do this. You must change.
好，那四章十一节。四章十一节
，Chapter 4, verse 11。
弟兄们，不可以彼此批评。
Do not speak evil of one another, brethren。
好，那表示当时候就有很多这个彼此批评论断的事发生嘛。
This means that at the time there were many people who were speaking evil of each other and offending each other。
即使在主的门徒当中都发生这种事。
And actually, even amongst the disciples, this happened。
所以在 教会当中，在弟兄姐妹当中，会有彼此批评论断的事，这自古以来都是这样子，就是反正有人的地方一定有这种事。
The fact that we see brothers and sisters, having arguments or judging each other or criticizing each other, that is nothing new. That has always been happening. As long as there are people, that is where we will find problems.
有人的地方就有比较。
Wherever there are people, we will start to compare with each other.
人类第二代亚当夏娃的后代，应该亚伯跟该隐。
So just look at the second generation of mankind between Cain and Abel.
就是竞争了。他们其实亚伯也没有在跟该隐比较什么，但是他自己本身，该隐就是嫉妒啊，他就很不公平，他觉得很不公平了。
At that time, there was already conflict. Abel wasn't trying to have a conflict with Cain, but Cain simply was very upset about the situation, and he became very angry.
所以最后就发生了这个谋杀事件嘛。
So in the end, he murdered his own brother.
好，看第五章下一页。
Next slide, James chapter 5.
第五章就更多这个有关于这种口气的。第五章第一节，富足的人应该哭泣嚎。嚎啕，因为将有苦难临到你们身上了。
So in James chapter 5, there are even more verses that are commands. For example, in verse 1, it says, Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you.
就是那时候的那个富有人哦，很残酷，那根本一点爱心都没有的。
The rich people of that time were very cruel and they had no mercy.
你就发现，当一个人失落信心以后，爱心也真的消失了。
When a person loses their faith, they also lose their love and everything that is fundamental.
所以富有人最后会变得很贪婪。
The rich will become very greedy.
如果没有神的话，
if they do not have God,
如果他不知道神给他财富，让他变成在世界上富足的用意在哪里的时候，人就变得非常贪婪。
If the rich do not know God and they do not know the reason why God allowed them to become wealthy, then they will become very greedy.
但是在主里面，如果信主的人有神的人，他如果明白这些财富是从神赐的，那他懂得感谢的时候，这个富有人就变得很有爱心，而且能够做很大的工作，因为他明白神的旨意。
But if they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the rich will know that God is the one who has given them all of their possessions, and they will become even more loving because they know that they are supposed to use their wealth to help other people.
那这些没有爱心的富足人，最后他的财富其实也都会变得没有用，会像圣经这里说哈，那个金银会长锈，最后失去价值。
The rich who do not believe in Jesus, in the end, their riches will become nothing. In verse 2, it says that your riches are corrupted.
如果看第五章的第四节，你就看到说，那些人哦，没有爱心到哦，去剥削那些很贫困的人，甚至人家那工人该有的都不给人家。
Your gold and silver will be corroded. And in verse 4, it says that they kept back the wages of their laborers by fraud, and so their laborers cry out.
最后这些人就是他就是以钱财为自己的神，最重要的，就是这个就是成为拜偶像的。所以为什么说贪心的人就是跟拜偶像的一样？
In the end, these rich people will basically treat their money as their God because that is the number one priority in their life. And this is how covetousness is the same as idolatry.
好，那这个富有人他接下去的那个生活形态就是这里第五节说的享美福好宴乐。
So the lifestyle of the rich is in verse 5. You live on the earth in pleasure and luxury, and you have fattened your hearts as in the day of slaughter.
但其实最后这个都是虚空，最后其实要面对的就是神最终的审判刑罚。
But in the end, all of these will be vanity, and in the end, they must face God's righteous judgment.
好，那这受剥削的人，这些人呢，就是很多患难的这一群人怎么办？
What about the people who are oppressed and being cheated by fraud?
社会里面大部分的人都是底层的，真的像金字塔里面在上面的少数嘛，很少。
The structure of society is just like a pyramid. The most people are in the lowest levels of society.
这些受苦人哦， 第五章第七节说，弟兄们要忍耐。
So in regards to these people in verse 7, James says, be patient, brethren,
等到主耶稣来,
until the coming of the Lord.
这些不公平的事,冤屈的事,到主耶稣来的时候,他都给你解决了啦。
Because all of these injustices will eventually be solved when the Lord comes.
等待。
So you must be patient.
然后他说,你就要晓得说,像农夫,种东西下去,要忍耐等候那个收割的日子来到了。
You must wait just like the farmer waits patiently for the fruits of his labor to grow from the earth.
啊，等待那个秋雨春雨，等到雨下来啊，那个你所种的才会有成长。
You must wait until it receives the early and latter rain, and then it will bear fruit.
好，所以弟兄们要忍耐，要等到，而且忍耐一定要等到主耶稣再来才算呢，才完成啊。
Again, he says, you must be patient until the Lord comes. You must wait until the Lord has come again.
好，第九节。
Verse 9.
弟兄们，不要彼此埋怨，免得受审判。
Do not grumble against one another, brethren, lest you be condemned.
啊，看啊，审判的主已经站在门前了。
Behold, the judge is standing at the door.
就是其实，在这个社会，其实有时候在教会里面，有时候也会有这种现象发生。你就不要埋怨了，你说你等等啊，不然你如果埋怨了，到最后其实神审判的时候，你埋怨人都跑不掉了。
In society and sometimes even in the church, there might be unjust things or events that cause us to complain, but it doesn't do any good for us to complain. We need to be patient because God will judge at the end.
要有耐心等候。
We must be patient and wait until the end.
然后第十节就指出，他说，弟兄们，你要把以前的那个众先知，然后他们能够怎么忍耐，忍受这个冤屈，受苦，这个人当作榜样，要想想看。他们最后的结局。
In verse 10, it says, My brethren, take the prophets as an example of suffering and patience. We ought to think about how the prophets were mistreated in the past, but how they also endured and were patient until the end.
然后他提出那个约伯忍耐的例子。
So then James uses the example of the perseverance of Job.
约伯他是怎么样承受那些所有财物都失去，所有的儿女都死亡了，然后他又受到朋友这个无端的控告，他是怎么忍下来，最后得到神加倍的祝福
？Think about how Job was able to endure all of his suffering, in which he lost all of his possessions, he lost all his children, and his friends even slandered him. But in the end, he was patient, and God was able to give him a good reward.
好，第十二节。
Verse 12.
我的弟兄们，最要紧的是不可以起誓，不可以指着天起誓，不可以指着地起誓，什么事都不可以起。
But above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with any other oath.
好，然后就说你们话是就说是，不是就说不是，免得落在审判之下。
But let your yes be yes and your no no, lest you fall into judgment.
当我们看到这里的时候，你会觉得说好像很熟悉啊，好像之前在什么地方看过啊。
When we read this verse, we might think it's very familiar. We might have seen it somewhere else.
有人想起来吗？
Did anyone think about it?
你的话是就是，不是就是不是，不要多说了，不然就处于二责。
Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything more comes from the evil one.
谁说过？
Who said that?
你在哪里看过？你记得吗？想起来吗？
Do you remember where you? What other verse also says this?
有没有？
Anyone?
刚才有人点头的啊，
Someone nodded.
有读过啊，有啊。那是在哪里？
Where is this recorded?
不要客气，知道了就。
Don't be shy. If you know, please share.
弟兄姐妹。
Oh.
马太福音。
Matthew
chapter 5, 来第五章。
37节 Matthew 5,
马太五章三十七节，对。
Good, Matthew 5:37.
所以我们会看到说，雅各书的有一些话，跟主耶稣在马太福音第五章到第七章讲的登山宝训有很多类似的地方。
From this, we see that many of the teachings in James are actually very similar to what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount.
如果把马太福音五章第五到七章这个登山宝训的内容，你把它看，你读一读，然后再来读雅各书，你就会发现很多 相似的地方的。
If you read Matthew chapter 5 through 7 and then compare with what it says in James, you'll find many similarities.
那那个雅各书里面有许多的话跟箴言里面的一些话也很像。
There are also many teachings in James that are similar to the teachings in Proverbs.
所以有人才说雅各书就好像旧约的箴言一样。
So that is why some people say that James is the Proverbs of the New Testament.
不可以启示，话要是就是，不是就是不是，不要乱讲，不然会受审判。
Do not swear oaths. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Be careful with your words, lest you fall into judgment.
这都是有关于讲话的问题。
So these have to do with the issue of speaking.
然后第十九节，五章十九节。
Let's go back to James chapter 5 verse
19. 最后他说：“我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，要有人使他回转，就是要使他回转。”
Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, here it's saying you must. It's basically saying you must turn him back.
那如果让一个失迷真道人回转，他说这个价值哈，这个价值真的是像主耶稣说的，最有价值是灵魂呐、啊。如果让一个灵魂不死哈，就遮盖许多的罪，其实他所得到的就是比全世界的财物更宝贵了。
If you are able to turn someone back from wandering away from the truth, then what you have gained is someone's soul. And as Jesus said, the soul is worth more than anything else in the world.
所以，如果这个你，我们如果能够让这个迷失人回头离开罪恶，他的灵魂可以得救，这个你，这个比赚的全世界还有价值，在神眼中看来。
If you are able to turn someone away from their sins so that they can receive salvation, then this is more valuable than any other thing in this world in God's eyes.
就是要让我们真的可以彼此相爱的。
And so this is encouraging us to truly love one another.
神不会放弃任何一个人。
God does not give up on anyone.
那我们要有这个主的心，把那些失迷人把他找回来。
So we need to have the heart of the Lord to find those who are lost.
今天教会其实就是要去传福音。同时也要把那些失迷的人把他们寻回来
找寻
迷失的羊
Today the church needs to preach the gospel outside but at the same time we also need to find the lost sheep and bring them back
那这个需要 有基督的心
But this requires us to have the heart of Christ
明白神的旨意
And we must understand the will of God
好那这个都是雅各书的特色了
So these are the unique characteristics of the book of James
好下一页
Next slide
雅各书里面有许多的比喻。
In James, there are many parables.
那这个比喻哈，都跟自然现象有关系。
And these parables or analogies are often related to the natural world.
第一章的第六节。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
第一章的第五节是说，你如果有缺少智慧的，要求。
In chapter 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.
那如果你要求，一定要先有信心求，要凭信心祈求。
But in verse 6, if you want to ask, you must ask in faith.
不要疑惑了，你不要怀疑了。
Without any doubting.
那如果怀疑的话，他说疑惑人像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
他说这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么，不要想，就是你休想得到什么。
Verse 7, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
像海中的波浪，海永远没有静止的时候了。
When we think about the waves in the sea is never calm.
所以为什么说如果疑惑一怀疑你这个信仰的体验就没有了。
This is why we say that if you doubt, then your faith is shaken and you cannot have any experiences.
雅各讲的是很绝对的，他说这样的人就是你疑惑的人或者是说三心两意，等一下信，等一下不信。他说这样不要想从主那里得到什么。
And James spoke in very absolute terms that if you have doubts, if you waver at all in your faith, then don't even try to ask anything from God because you won't get it.
因为就算你在祷告，在祈求这个，你都会怀疑，就说到底主是有没有听我
？Because while you are asking God, you are already doubting whether or not God will even listen.
甚至都会问说到底有没有神
？You might even wonder is God even there?
或者是问说到底有没有永生？到底有没有天国？有没有地狱
？Or you might wonder, is heaven or hell real?
有疑惑的时候，什么东西都可能变得不真呢
？When we have doubts, then anything that we once thought was true becomes uncertain.
好，那第一章的第十节、十一节这里讲到这个富足哈，每人的很顺的时候，好像 很兴旺，像开花一样。他说很快就过去了。
In chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, it talks about the rich, that it is just like the flower of a field. When they are prospering, they are very beautiful, but quickly will wither and fall away.
那其实也像我们人生一样啊。
And actually, our whole life is just like this.
人的一生哦，你说很精华的时代，像花开得很漂亮，其实也大概是没短暂时间而已。
The most glorious times of our lives are just like a beautiful flower that's blooming, but these will also quickly fade away.
好，那一章二十七节这里讲到说，神的赏赐哈没有改变的，没有转动，没有像那个转动的影儿。
In chapter 1, verse 7, it says that every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation of shadow or turning.
就是那个就像跑马灯这样的，一直转，一直转，一直转啊。那个像那个 board game 的那个灯哈。
There's the how to say?
那叫什么灯去了？反正你那个灯一直转动嘛哈，那个影子啊。光线啊，一直动，一直动啊。
Yeah, one of the first cameras, it was a horse, and the light kept spinning around and around, and it would cast a shadow.
好像抓不住啊，就好像不定的一样。其实神的赏赐不会这样子的。
And the shadow, it keeps changing, so it's the light and the shadow keep changing, so it's like you can't, nothing is certain, you can't grasp hold of it. But that is not what God's promises are like.
神的赏赐是非常确实的。
God'spromises and gifts are very certain.
他讲的就是这样，他不是空的，他讲的是事实。
Whatever God says is true and will happen. None of it is in vain.
所以神的应许，每一句话都真的。
So all of the words of God, all His promises are true.
看一下那个路加福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音。
Gospel of Luke.
第一章啊。
Chapter 1.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
路加福音一章三十七节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 37.
出于神的话，没有一句不带能力。
For with God, nothing will be impossible.
英文的意思是说，在神没有一件不可能的事。但是中文是说，神的话没有一句话不带能力，就是不会实现。
In Chinese, it says that every word of God, None of the words of God lack power. They will all come to pass.
就是神的话一讲出去，就是这样子，而且是一定是实现的。
So if God says something, then it will surely come to pass.
就好像创世纪一开始，神说有就有，他用他的话创造天地万物的。
Just like in Genesis, when God created the world, whatever He said, it came into existence.
好，然后在雅各书第一章里面又讲到，我们神用真道生我们，像粗俗的果子。
In James chapter 1, it also tells us,
第十八节,
verse 18, that of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures.
他用道理哈，把我们让我们重生了。
God has caused us to be reborn through his words.
这个粗俗的果子很宝贵啊。
And the first fruits are very precious.
所以用道理哈，这个真道哈。重生我们，其实神他很期待啊，这个果子跑出来的时候，他会很喜悦。
By allowing us to be reborn by His word of truth, God hopes that when we bear our first fruits, they can be very pleasing to Him.
那第一章里面，雅各书一章里面，他要一直用道理，道理这个正道像种子，这个种子要能够发芽生长，最后结果子。他那个土地很重要，所以人的心哦。要那个好土地是温柔的心，让这个道理可以真的成长，然后结果。
In the book of James, he often compares the word of God to a seed, and a seed. In order for a seed to sprout and to grow and bear fruit, it must be planted in good soil. The soil represents our heart, so we must receive the word with meekness for the word to bear fruit.
我们还记得主耶稣在马太福音第十三章讲那个撒种的比喻，有四种心。新地对不对？
Do you remember in the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13 that Jesus talked about four kinds of soil?
那哪四种？
What four kinds of soil?
人的心有四，神主耶稣把它用四种土地啊来分啊，区分啊。
Jesus categorized the hearts of men into four types of soil.
好，第一种的是什么？
What was the first kind?
第一 第一种是路边的，对不对？
The first was the wayside.
路边的那个土地很硬的。
The wayside is very hard.
因为那个路哦一直在走，没有空隙，那个种子根本发不了，没办法发芽的，不可能的。
Because people are always walking all over that soil, and so it becomes very hard and compacted, and the seeds can definitely not grow.
种子掉下去在那里，那个飞鸟就来吃掉了。
If the seed falls there, then the birds immediately come and eat it.
那第二种呢？
What is the second type of soil?
土浅石头地的。
It is the rocky, stony ground.
有一点点土，所以它有可能会发芽。
There is a little bit of soil, and so the seeds can sprout.
但是根长不下去。
But the roots are not able to grow down.
那没有根，太阳一照，患难一来就枯干了。
Because the roots are not deep, once the sun comes out, which is trials and tribulations, then they wither and they're not able to bear fruit.
那也说明说，听到道理其实很好，但是碰到困难、碰到考验的时候，就信不下去了，就走了。
And this represents those people who receive the word of salvation with joy in the beginning, but they are not able to endure tribulation and they fall away.
第三种土地。
What is the third type of soil?
荆棘的。
It's the thorny ground.
那荆棘，主耶稣自己解释了。
Jesus explained the thorns.
这是厌乐、钱财、财富的迷惑、今生的思虑，这就是我们的心里面哦，有很多很多杂的东西。会把那个道理挤住，他没有办法真的成长，然后结果是。
The thorns represent the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. So there are many unnecessary things that are in our heart that eventually choke the word of God and we cannot bear fruit.
还有好厌乐的哈，注重享乐的，世上享乐的，基本上那个道理也没办法结果子。
Thorns can also represent those who indulge in the pleasures and entertainment of the world. If we indulge in them, we also cannot bear fruit.
所以道理哈，如果真的要有功效，改变我们的生命哈，基本上我们愿意调整生活模式，过一个简单的生活。
Therefore, if we want the words of God to take root within us and be effective to transform us, we have to first change our lifestyle to live a simple life.
所以最后主耶稣讲的那个可以结实30倍、60倍、100倍的那个就是好土地。
Finally, Jesus talked about the good ground that was able to bear fruit 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
那如果以雅各书来说哈，他讲的就是这个温柔的心。
Now, if we turn to James, it's referring to a soul of meekness.
你看这个温柔是怎么来的？
Where does meekness come from?
其实温柔就是主耶稣的特质。
Meekness is actually one of the characteristics of Jesus
Christ. 所以主耶稣说你们要像我哈，学我，因为他是柔和谦卑的。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "You must learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart."
那这个温柔的心哦。通常都需要圣灵，就好像雨水滋润它。
In order to have this gentle and meek heart, we need to be watered by the Holy Spirit like rain.
好，第一章哦，他要讲到这个听道理像照镜子。
Next, James talks about how the word is just like listening to the word is like looking in a mirror.
所以这个照镜子，你每天都要照镜子嘛。
So、every day we look at ourselves in the mirror.
你如果不照镜子，你就不知道自己长得什么样子。
If you don't look in the mirror, you don't know what you look like.
有时候自己觉得还不错。
Sometimes we think we look good.
但是等到一照镜子才知道，哦，原来怎么变这样子。
But then when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we realize, oh, that's what I look like.
啊，这个他说听道理就是像这样子。
So James says that hearing the word is just like that.
所以我们为什么说常常要读圣经？所以每天都要照镜子啊。
Why do we say we have to read the Bible often? It's because we need to look at ourselves in the mirror often.
我们的心哦，我们的心如果对照圣经的话哦，标准哦，才显露出我们到底是长什么样子。
When we compare our heart to the standards of God's words, then we will know what kind of person we really are.
好，那第三章讲到舌头，就有很多比喻了。
In chapter 3, when it talks about the tongue, there are many analogies.
这到第三章的时候再说。
So we'll talk about them when we get to chapter 3.
第四章讲到生命像云雾，出现少时就不见了，生命很短暂的，一下子而已啊。
In chapter 4, it says that our life is just like a vapor that is there, but then quickly vanishes away.
我们有一个传道，他在提到哈，他有一个亲戚哈，最近在台湾，他第一天确诊了这个病毒了哈。
There is a preacher who said that he has a relative, and when they were in Taiwan, they contracted COVID-19, and so they tested positive on the first day.
第二天就住院了。
Second day, they were admitted to the hospital.
结果住院进去就死了。
And after they were admitted to the hospital, they passed away.
第三天就火化了。
On day three, then the relative was cremated.
那火化的时候，人也都不能去，因为危险，也不让你去。
Because there is a risk of because they feel like there is some risk to cremating the person, you're not allowed to be present during the cremation.
今天人还在，那还在那边讲话啊，结果发现确诊，送到医院，第三天就不见了，没有了。
So on the first,
就变成一堆骨灰而已。
So on one day, this relative was healthy, and they were talking to them. But once they tested positive, they were sent to the hospital, and 2 days later, they became a pile of ashes.
这个叫做像云雾，真的是不见了。
And so this is what it means that life is like a vapor that appears for a while and then vanishes away.
生命有时候是像这样子。
Sometimes our life is just like this.
让你哀伤的时间都没有了。
You don't even have time to grieve.
突然醒过来说，这个人已经没有了。
When you wake up, this person suddenly is gone.
好，下一页。
Next slide.
雅各书他强调的是信仰的实践，他不讲这些理论呢。
What James emphasizes is the practical applications of faith. He doesn't talk about theory.
但是他有提到这个律法。
However, he does talk about the law.
他说这个律法是让我们得到自由的。
He says this law actually.
下一页。
This law actually helps us to become free.
前一页。
Previous slide。
对，这里有个使人得自由的律法。
So here talks about the law that can give us liberty。
那个有时候我们想到律法是想说，哇，这限制我的自由，律法让我好像受到束缚、限制了。
Very often when we think about the law, we think about how it constrains us and limits us in many ways。
但是律法它这里。其实提到说是使人得自由，是全备的，而且是至尊的。
But actually, James tells us that the law is able to set us free, and it is also perfect and precious.
其实律法你如果行出来就得福气。
If you are able to obey the law, then you can be blessed.
哦，神的律法是这样子，那跟社会的法律不一样。
God's law is different from the laws of the world.
社会的法律是。你如果违法了，他是给你罚，但是你遵守，他有给你好处吗？他有给你奖励吗
？In the world, if you break the law, you will be punished.
没有吧
？But if you keep the law, are you able to get any rewards? No.
但是神的律法反过来哦。
But God's law is the opposite.
去做就得福气啊。
If you do it, you shall be blessed.
所以那个律法放在那边，它不是要让你觉得说，哦，为什么你告诉我这个也不可以，那个也不可以？
So the law is not there to make you always feel afraid and nervous of why I can't do this or that.
啊，其实律法它放在那边，你如果去做，你就得福气了。它是要给你祝福的呢。
But actually, the law is there so that when you do it, you can be blessed.
所以这个观念很重要啊，对神的要求，我们要搞清楚。
This concept is very important. We need to be clear about God's expectations for us.
因为给律法的这一位是那个天上的真神，但是。他讲出来的这些话，如果你去做，你就得到他应许的了。
This law is given to us by the true God in heaven. If you are able to obey His law, He will bless you.
好，那在这里面有关于生活实践的部分，他提了四个人物。
So here in regards to life application, James talks about four types of people.
第一个亚伯拉罕。
First is Abraham.
第二个撒拉。
Second
拉合
拉合。Is Rahab.
啊，第三个。他谈到了约伯。
Third is Job。
第四个谈到以利亚。
Fourth is Elijah。
那这四个人物都很经典，在旧约圣经都描述很清楚。
These four people are all very famous in the Bible, and we have many Bible verses about them.
这四个人物都是有实际的行为 配合他们所相信的，最后他们都得福气。
All of these people had works which demonstrated their faith, and so in the end they were all blessed.
所以雅各书他在讲的这些道理，他基本上都是只用这个实例哈来印证神真的是信实的。
Whenever, so in all the teachings of James, he uses real-life practical examples to prove his point, to prove that God is faithful.
好，我们现在请跳过去看第十一页。
Let's look at slide 11.
再下一页，第一章哈。第一章一开始的时候，他就先说，当我们落在百般的试炼当中，要怎么办？
In chapter 1, James starts to teach us, what should we do when we fall into various trials?
我们早上也提到，
So this morning we talked about it.
要靠主喜乐，要祷告。
We need to rely on God to be joyful and pray.
然后接下去要忍耐。
After that, we must have patience.
因为忍耐才有办法成全完备，就是我们整个信仰才会变得更完全。
Because only through patience can faith become perfected.
好，然后要祷告。
We also must pray.
恒切祷告，不疑惑的祷告。
We must pray steadfastly without doubting.
然后看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
第六节意思是说，你不要疑惑，只要凭信心求。
But let him ask in faith with no doubting.
信心要坚固，所以你不要变成心怀恶意的人。
Your faith must be steady. You should not be a double-minded person.
因为心怀恶意，你没有定见，就是不知道哪个是对的。
If you are double-minded, then you are unstable in all your ways, and you cannot discern what is right and wrong.
那表示说，在试炼当中的时候，真的要信心坚定的专心依靠神。
This tells us that when we are in trials, we need to have steadfast faith and constantly rely on God.
到第九节说，卑微的弟兄升高要喜乐。
Verse 9, let the lowly brother glory in his exaltation.
第十节说，富足的降卑也要如此，也就是也要喜乐了。
Verse 10, but the rich in his humiliation, meaning that when the rich are humiliated, he must also rejoice.
不管是卑微升高，还是富足降卑。都要喜乐。
Whether you are exalted or humiliated, you must always rejoice.
那为什么要这样？
Why do we need to do that?
因为其实你今天不管富足降卑，其实这个都是暂时的而已，这是一个过程，那不是最终的结果了。
Because today, whether you are exalted or humiliated, that is just part of the process. That is not the end result.
所以这个就是提到说，我们要时常喜乐。
So this reminds us that we must rejoice always.
然后后面他提到这个要忍受试探啊，忍受试炼哈。
The next section says we have to endure temptation.
我们下一节再继续。
We'll continue in the next session.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿门。